This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 127 for Tuesday, November 2nd. I'm Phil Franz Warkentin. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger Tuesday morning, setting fresh contract highs once again. Canola up $6 to $11, January up $9.20 at $979.40 per ton. Tight supplies, solid demand, and a lack of willing sellers on the other side all remained supportive. Bullish chart signals contributed to the gains as speculators hold large net long positions. Gains in outside markets, including Chicago soy oil, provided spillover support as well. However, ideas that canola is looking overpriced at current levels did keep some caution in the market. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures are mostly higher, although corn turning lower, while wheat is mixed. A slowdown in harvest progress accounted for some of the strength in beans today. The January contract up 6 cents at $12.54 per bushel. The U.S. soybean harvest was 79% complete as of this past Sunday. That's up only 6 points from the previous week and down slightly from the five-year average as rain delays slowed operations in many areas. Monthly crush data released after yesterday's close showed 164.1 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in the U.S. in September. That was slightly above average trade guesses, but below what was processed in August and at the same time a year ago. Corn had moved higher overnight, but is turning lower now, down a penny in December at $5.78 per bushel. The U.S. corn harvest was 74% complete as of this past Sunday. That is ahead of the five-year average. However, recent rains have caused some delays. Monthly demand for corn from the ethanol sector was solid. Wheat, meanwhile, is mixed. Minneapolis holding on to small gains, up a penny in December at $10.77 per bushel. But the winter wheat's moving lower, seeing some consolidation after recent gains. Kansas City down 4 cents in the December contract at $8.02 per bushel, and Chicago down a penny in December at $7.96 per bushel. U.S. winter wheat was 87% seeded in the latest weekly report. That's up 1 point from the average for this time of year. Good to excellent ratings came in at 45%. That's down 1 point from the previous week. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, November 2nd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.